One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Here is a short story about my high school art teacher and how a few kind words can make a huge impact on someone's life. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, Alejandro here, One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about high school. Now, I attended high school in the 80s. I'm an 80s baby. And I also attended private Catholic high school. Even though I am devotedly Buddhist right now, I attended private Catholic school for 15 years of my 16 years before college time in school. And at my high school, I had a lot of art classes. Art was my first love. I've always made art in my life. I've pretty much spent my whole life living as an artist. And the first classes I took in high school were photography. However, this really revolves around my main high school art teacher, who also taught ceramics. I had pottery first hour as a junior in high school. Now, just a little back history. I used to get into a lot of trouble, and I caused my mom a lot of heartache. Sorry, Mama. And I just was a really uncool human. It's hard to believe now that I look back, but that's the way it was. I think I was very angry about not having two hands at that time, and it just came out in a lot of funky ways, and I didn't always get the support that I felt I needed, so I just rebelled. Classic young teenage, confused teenage scenario. And I used to cause a lot of trouble in first hour. Even though I was a good student creatively, my teacher was always commenting on my creative prowess and things of that nature, and many students imitated my techniques and my ideas and things like that. And Mrs. Hendricks, she saw that. That was my high school teacher's name, Mrs. Hendricks, which I thought was great because I'm a huge Hendricks fan, love Jimi Hendricks. But she spells her name with the H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S. And she was elderly at the time. She was probably mid-60s, I believe, when I was in high school, which was the mid-80s. Could have been 85, I think it was. St. Joe High School, South Bend, Indiana, 1985. Mrs. Hendricks, ceramics pottery teacher. Well, I'd been on a roll. I was causing quite a bit of heartache, coming late, not looking like I wanted to be there, you know, first hour blues, that kind of thing. And I'm not quite sure what happened this one day. But she was lecturing to us, talking to us about some artistic perspective or something, and I really wasn't paying attention, and she spoke directly to me, and I can't remember what I said because, well, obviously I must have mouthed off. I must have said something sarcastic or rude or inappropriate. I can't even tell you because I don't even remember what I said. All I remember is that Mrs. Hendricks threw a book. And I don't think she threw it at me, but I think she was so pissed off, she was so upset, that she actually just threw the book across the room to get my attention or to show her frustration or both or what. But I mean, it was silent. You could have heard the proverbial record scratch, pin drop, crickets, the whole thing. I mean, it was all there. And I just remember looking over to my left, and I don't remember this girl's name in my class, but she looked so stunned and kind of like appalled, and yet at the same time, utter disbelief. Her eyes looked so big and her mouth was open. She was like, oh. And that's when I kind of realized, I was like, oh, I think I crossed the line, and I was pretty close to getting expelled, and I kind of thought this was it. Now, the only thing to break the silence was Mrs. Hendricks speaking very loudly and sternly. And those are things she normally doesn't do and certainly not throw a book. So, you know, this moment was a strong, strong moment. And she said, "Alejandro, get outside." And everyone was like, "Ooh," because no one had ever seen Mrs. Hendricks so upset. And I got up and I started walking out the door. And as soon as I passed the door, I mean, at first I thought just about running. But that's not going to go so well. And then my next thought was, she is extremely upset, like more so than I would think. Just, I thought it was almost a little too much. But I walked out the door and across the hallway, and I leaned up against the wall facing the door. And she said something to the class, and she started walking. I could hear her footsteps, and I knew she was walking towards me. And she got up to the door, and she took one look at me, and it just looked like, oh, I thought the beast of a teacher was coming out. Like, I mean, she looked so upset. I could see fire in her eyes. I was scared. I mean, legitimately scared. And she's a small, delicate, elderly woman, but I just saw the fierceness of her intensity. And I totally dropped my head. I was just like, oh. In that moment, she realized I was apologetic. She knew that I knew that this brother right here crossed the line. And then she started stomping towards me. It felt like a bull. She charged me so fast. I thought if she wasn't going to smash me into the wall, she was going to pick me up and actually put me in a kiln and cook me to death. That's where I thought I was at. For sure, pottery. We got the Alejandro glaze today. Yeah, we're burning at 5,000 degrees. She stormed up to me. She stormed up to me so fast, so strong, so stout. Not that I've ever felt a bull charging me, but that's what it felt like. That's my metaphor. And she came at me quick. Man, she came quick. And I thought, yeah, this is it. This is it. She's going to take me down to the principal's office. She's going to get me expelled. And I'm done. I'm done, because I had been pushing the envelope now for, most of my early life. Yeah, certainly in high school, I was making a lot of trouble in a lot of ways. And a lot of people didn't think I was going to do that well. And maybe at times I didn't either. But nonetheless, there I am. She's charging me. She stops right in front of me, and I totally hold my breath. And I could just feel her completely relax. And I felt her energy soften up, and I could feel her wrap her love around me, is the only way I could say it. And then I just felt this deeply grandmotherly, maternal quality about her. And she even just slightly tipped back on her heels, and she completely released all of her anger and all of her tension. And she took a deep breath. And she said, "You know what, Alejandro? Not everyone could live their life as an artist and make it work, but you could. And the world needs more artists like you." And then she left. She left. She just left me standing there. I don't even remember what happened afterwards. I can't remember if the bell rang and I went to my next class, or if I walked back into the class, but she just left me there. And I don't even know how long I thought about that statement, because those kind words at that moment completely sculptured my life. I mean, I've lived my life as a professional artist since high school, since college. I took a bunch of classes in art classes in college, and even my art teacher told me that I should be an artist, and it's all I've ever done. I've completely lived my entire life as an artist, and yeah, sometimes it was hard, but I'm a professional graphic artist right now. I put on a lot of art shows. I certainly the last 23 years, I've just been rocking it as an artist and a martial artist for, almost forgot, 10 years at Three Shapes Aikido. I have 3 black belts. I taught children. Yeah, I've been doing the martial arts for almost 20 years. I just came back from China. I just went to the Shaolin Temple. I've put on art shows. I've been a philanthropist. I've brought great people to Boise. I actually brought Pamelia Kurtzen, one of the world's greatest theremin players, to Boise, Idaho. We put on 3 shows. We threw down. And honestly, there really isn't a month or a week that goes by that I live as an artist and I don't think about Mrs. Hendricks. She totally had a huge effect on my life because those kind words came at just the right time. And later in life, through my deeper contemplations, when I look back on that moment, because that is one of the moments that I reflect on greatly in my life, I realize that she really saw something in me. And she was really upset that I was going the wrong way in life. And not necessarily living an alternative lifestyle, but just not living up to my creative potential. You know, she saw that, and then she took that opportunity instead of just digging into me. And I think that's why she was really upset, because I think I pushed her too far. I have that quality. I don't do that anymore, but I just realized she was really looking out for me. And she told me that it was so sincere and so real and so kind. Those words were so kind at just the right time. Because in my life, as a one-handed individual, I haven't always received the support that I thought was at least fair. You know, I grew up at a different time. You know, I grew up in a different place. People thought much differently about people with disabilities. And she looked out for me. This wasn't a sports thing. I grew up playing sports. I love sports, but I had a hard time in sports. I wasn't treated very well by a lot of coaches. A lot. Wow. Yeah, my football coach told me I was a waste of his time. Now, those things hurt. But Mrs. Hendricks, she was looking out for me. She was taking care of me. And at a very critical moment, like I was like right on the edge of potentially going the wrong way, she said those kind words, and I don't even remember what happened afterwards. It just seemed like a moment of eternity. Just a moment of eternity. I don't even know. I don't remember much after that. All I can tell you is, because of that and because of her, I have lived my entire life as an artist. And now I do a lot of professional speaking. I speak at a lot of grade schools. I speak at a lot of high schools. I speak at colleges. I do a lot for adults, but I do a lot of empowerment, and I talk about certain challenges and overcoming adversity. And whenever I speak in a high school, I always ask for the high school art teacher or teachers. And I tell this story, and then I ask them if they can come down, and I thank them. Because I never had the chance to thank Mrs. Hendricks. It's one of my large life regrets. I never said thank you. And I thought about it a lot, but I never called the high school up, or I never went back there, and I just never said, hey, you know what, Mrs. Hendricks? Thank you for helping me, for saying those kind words, for being the person I needed you to be at that moment. You can never go wrong with being kind. I always think that what the world needs is more compassion. What we need are more kind words. We need to lift people up. I mean, why not? It does so many good things. It's good for you and it's good for others. And you never know, a simple kind word, strangers in the street, people at work, people that you encounter on a daily basis, can have a huge effect on people's lives.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.